Evo, pozdrav svima. Drago mi je, evo, danas imamo malo drugačije sastanke nego uobičajeno. Drugačije je toliko što neću ja govoriti. Čak sam se izvukao, neću ni prevoditi. Zamolio sam brata Uroša da malo pomogne. Pa će brat Uroš uskočiti sa prijevodom. A u gostima imamo brata Paul Moffita iz Novog Zelanda. Vi koji ste bili na kampu prošle godine, onda sigurno ste uživali u izvrsnim propovjedima. I u zajedništvu, jako dragi, ugodan brat, jedan od najboljih, ne smijem reći najbolji da se neko ne uvrijedi, ali jedan od najboljih koje sam evo poznao. Evo, kao inače, prije nego što krenemo da se pomolimo i predamo službu Bogu, onda ćemo otpjevati pjesme i prepustiti riječ braći i brati. Da pozdravim i naše goste iz Zagreba, iz Gradiške, imamo brata Uroša i sestru Stanku iz Ljubljane i brata iz Novog Zelanda, znači... Danas smo multinacionalni. Ok. Zamolio bih možda brata Miroslava, kaže da nije nikad to radio do sad, pa evo prilika prvi put da, da nas povede u molitvi. Nemamo ga često tu, pa da iskoristimo to. Jednu molitvu za današnji dan i druženje, da Bog se proslavi i preuzme sve u svemu.
Dragi Gospode Bože, ti koji si sve u svemu, a mi smo tek jedni tvoji mali dijelići, i nismo ni svjesni toliko koliko nas voliš i u kojoj smo tvojoj milosti. I ja ti zahvaljujem na toj tvojoj milosti, na tvojoj strpljenju, prije svega sa mnom, a i mnogi sa nama koje si ti predodredio i dao nam šansu da upravimo svoje misli prema tvojoj volji. Evo, ja tebi zahvaljujem, dragi Bože, što smo se ovdje sada našli na ovom divnom mjestu s ovim divnim ljudima, da slavimo tebe, da budemo zajedno sa tobom, da se uputimo na tebe kroz svoju riječ i kroz našeg spasitelja, učitelja Isusa Krista. Evo, dragi Bože, ja tebe molim da blagosloviš sve ove naše ljude koji su ovdje, braću i sestre, da blagosloviš govornika i prevoditelja, a isto tako molim te da blagosloviš nas, da svoje umove i srca otvorimo prema tvoje riječi i koliko više sam u našim mislima, da toliko više budeš u našim srcima i da kada prođe ovo bogoslužje, da počne služba i da iz naših srca na naša usta toliko više izlazi riječi koje te hvale i kojima pozivamo onih koji si odabrao za sebe. Evo, ja ti za sve zahvaljujem i sve te ovo molim za svoje blagoslove putem i u ime tvoje gospodnje, a to je ime našeg spasitelja i učitelja Isusa Krista.
Amen. 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 Malo nešto za vas goste, mi još uvijek nemamo nekoga ko vodi pjesme dok Dejana ne nagovorimo, ali radimo na tome. Znači, za sad još uvijek ćemo, kao što smo i do sada, ali evo sljedeći put, ako Dejan ne vodi pjesme, onda nije naša krivica.
Thank you. Thank you.
Samo prije nego što prepustimo riječ bratu Polu i bratu Urošu, jednu izvrsnu vijest, jednu obavijest da spomenemo da imamo krštenje sestre Brune.
Amen.
Mislim da je to jako velika i dobra vijest za nas sve vjernike. Znamo da prorok kaže od svih proročanstava koja se trebaju ispuniti prije uznesenja, ostalo je samo da nađemo tog zadnjeg.
Amen.
Ako sestra Bruna nije zadnja, onda smo sigurno jedan korak bliže tome i... U redu, tako da. Znači, ajo, da ne dužimo, da damo vremena našem dragom bratu i Urošu, koga znamo, i bratu Polu, neki Bog blagoslovi, neka se osjećaju slobodni, feel free, whatever you have on your heart, we have a full confidence, we are glad to have you here, so may the Lord bless us all together.
Amen.
God bless you, saints.
Neka vas Bog blagoslovi, sveti.
It's good to be here this afternoon.
Dobro je, lijepo je biti ovdje ovog poslijepodneva.
To celebrate the resurrection with you.
Da proslavimo uskrsnuće skupa s vama.
I never thought that I'd ever be in Croatia.
Nikad nisam mislio da ću biti u Hrvatskoj.
But it was about a year ago that most of us were together in Serbia.
Ali većina nas bili smo prije oko jedne godine zajedno u Srbiji.
And I just had such a nice time there.
I tamo sam se zaista imao izvrsno.
I really enjoyed myself.
Baš sam uživao.
And I got to know many of you.
I upoznao sam većinu vas.
We had some questions and answers.
Imali smo nekoliko pitanja i odgovora.
A lot of questions.
Puno pitanja.
And we had some services and it was a great time.
Imali smo nekoliko službi i bilo je izvanredno.
And I really felt on my heart at that time.
I u to vrijeme ja sam doista osjećao u svom srcu.
If the Lord made a way, I'd like to get back and visit the individual countries.
Ako bi Bog otvorio put, ja bih želio posjetiti sve te individualne države.
And just to see you as a home church.
I da vidim vas u vašim domaćim crkvama, vašim kućama.
So we have a youth camp in Romania next month.
I tako imamo sljedeći mjesec kamp za mlade u Rumuniji.
And I've always actually always wanted to visit Rome.
I u biti sam uvijek želio posjetiti Rim.
I want to see it while it's still here.
Želio sam ga vidjeti dok još uvijek postoji.
Hey, they're laughing before you're talking. Maybe you can go and sit down. Maybe we don't need a translator this afternoon.
Kaže, svi se smiju još prije nego to što ti prevedeš. Možda ti možeš slobodno sjesti i idemo bez prijevoda dalje.
It was good to see.
Ali dobro je bilo vidjeti.
And I learned a lot of things.
Naučio sam puno stvari.
And obviously it's a very historic city.
I očigledno to je jako povijesno mjesto, grad.
But all I can say is thank God for this message.
Ali sve što mogu reći je hvala Bogu za ovu poruku.
And we've been called out.
Mi smo pozvani van toga.
That's what the word church means.
I to je, called out. I to je što riječ crkva znači biti pozvan iz.
Israel were not the church while they were in Egypt.
Izrael još nije bio crkva dok je još bio u Egiptu.
They were just a nation.
Oni su bili samo nacija.
But when they were called out,
ali kad su bili pozvani van Egipta,
when God separated them from Egypt,
kada ih je Bog odvojio od Egipta,
then they became the church.
Tada su oni postali crkva.
So when we're in the world,
tako da dok smo mi u svijetu,
when we're in our denominations,
dok smo u našoj denominaciji,
we're not the church yet.
Mi još uvijek nismo crkva.
And I'm so thankful to be out.
I tako sam zahvalan da sam vani.
So thankful to be called out.
I tako sam zahvalan da smo bili pozvani van.
And God may have called you out of Rome.
I možda vas je Bog pozvao iz Rima.
God may have called you out of Pentecost.
Možda vas je pozvao iz Pentakosta.
God may have called you out of the world.
Možda vas je Bog pozvao iz svijeta.
Or God may have just called you out of you.
Ili vas je Bog možda samo pozvao da izađete iz vas samih.
There's a separation taking place.
Znači, to odvojenje se izvršava.
There must be a separation.
Mora doći do tog odvojenja.
Because God has a union in mind.
Jer Bog ima jedno udružavanje u umu, u and, mislima.
And we can only be united to the degree that we can be separated.
I mi možemo biti ujedinjeni samo u tom omjeru u kojem smo već odvojeni.
Small separation from the world.
Znači malo odvojenje od svijeta.
Small union with Christ.
Znači samo malo ujedinjenje s Kristom.
Large separation from the world.
Veliko odvojenje od svijeta.
Large union with Christ.
Veliko ujedinjenje s Kristom.
Complete separation from the world.
Potpuno odvojenje od svijeta.
Complete union with Christ.
Potpuno udruženje s Kristom.
The Bible says a man shall leave father and mother.
Biblija kaže da će čovjek napustiti oca i majku.
And cleave unto his wife.
I da će se pridružiti svojoj ženi.
There is no cleaving without a leaving.
Znači nema tog pridruženja dok prije toga ne odemo.
Amen. So many people are trying to be one with God.
Tako puno ljudi pokušava biti jedno s Bogom
without having left anything behind.
Bez da bi prije toga napustili nešto iza sebe.
And I want to entitle this message this morning.
Ovu poruku ovoga poslijepodneva želim nasloviti
oneness with God.
Jedno s Bogom.
We have a 10 o'clock service on Sunday morning.
Znači u nedjelju ujutro imamo službu u 10 sati.
And it's Sunday and I'm preaching.
I ovo je nedjelja, ja propovijedam.
So I feel like it's the morning.
Tako ja se osjećam kao da je jutro.
And actually at home it's 2:30 in the morning.
I doista kod mene, znači u mom gradu je 2:30 ujutro.
On Monday morning.
Znači već ponedjeljak.
In New Zealand it's already Monday.
Znači u Novom Zelandu, u Novoj Zelandiji već je ponedjeljak ujutro.
I come from tomorrow. I have seen the future.
Vidio sam budućnost.
And all is well.
I sve je dobro.
All is well for the bride.
Sve je dobro za nevjestu.
All is not well for the world.
Ali sve nije dobro za
svijet. But all is well for the bride.
Ali sve je dobro za nevjestu.
So stand with me please.
Tako, molim vas da ustanemo zajedno.
John chapter 17.
Ivan 17. glava.
We're going to read from verse 20 through to 23.
pročitat ćemo od 20. do 23. stiha.
Jesus said, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word.
Isus kaže, ne molim samo za ove, nego i za one koji će po njihovoj riječi vjerovati u mene.
So he was praying for his disciples.
Znači, on se molio za svoje učenike.
But he was praying also for those who his disciples were going to witness to.
Ali on je se molio i za one kojima će njegovi učenici svjedočiti.
That they may, that they all may be one, as thou Father art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me.
Da svi budu jedno, kao što si ti, Oče, u meni i ja u tebi, neka i oni u nama budu jedno, da svijet vjeruje da si me ti poslao.
And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one.
Slavu koju si mi ti da, koju si ti dao meni, ja sam dao njima, da budu jedno kao što smo mi jedno.
I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
Ja u njima i ti u meni, da budu savršeni u jednome i da svijet spozna da si me ti poslao i ljubio njih kao što si ljubio mene.
Okay, back to chapter 14 of the Gospel of John.
Vratit ćemo se u 14. glavu Ivanovog evangelija.
We're going to start from verse 18.
Počet ćemo sa 18. stihom.
Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you.
Isus kaže, neću vas ostaviti bez utjehe, doći ću k vama.
That word comfortless is, means as orphans.
Znači, ta riječ bez utjehe znači kao biti bez siročata.
I won't leave you as orphans.
Znači, neću vas ostaviti siročat.
Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but you shall see me, because I live, you shall live also.
Još malo i svijet me više neće vidjeti, no vi ćete me vidjeti, jer ja živim, a i vi ćete živjeti.
At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you.
U onaj dan ćete znati da sam ja u svome Ocu, i vi u meni, i ja u vama.
Amen. One more scripture,
još
Philippians chapter 2.
Filipljanima druga glava.
Remember our thought, oneness with God.
Znači, prisjetimo se naše misli jedno s Bogom.
Paul tells the Philippians,
Pavle kaže Filipljanima,
verse 5,
u petom stihu,
let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Neka u vama bude isto mišljenje koje bijaše i u Kristu Isusu.
Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
Koji, premda u obličju Boga, nije grabežom smatrao biti jednakim Bogu.
But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man.
Nego se sam toga lišio i uzeo na sebe obličje sluge, te postao sličan čovjeku.
Amen. Let's pray.
Amen.
Great eternal Father,
veliki večni Oče,
we thank you again for time and your presence.
Ponovo ti zahvaljujemo za ovo vrijeme i za tvoju prisutnost.
We thank you for your word.
Zahvaljujemo ti za tvoju riječ.
We ask, Lord God, that the spirit of the word would be amongst us this afternoon.
Molimo te, Gospode Bože, da duh tvoje riječi bude tu s nama ovog poslijepodneva.
That you would bless us.
Da nas blagosloviš.
That you would anoint us.
I da nas pomažeš.
That you would inspire us.
I da nas inspiriraš.
That you would raise us up.
Da nas podigneš.
That you would continue to call us out.
Da još, da nas još dalje kličeš vani.
And that you would continue to unite us with yourself.
I da nas još dalje udružuje sa samim sobom.
Lord God, we desire to be better servants.
Gospode Bože, mi želimo biti bolje sluge.
We desire to represent you better.
Želimo te još bolje predstavljati.
Please help us, I ask.
Molimo te, pomogni nam, to te molim.
Be with the minister and with the interpreter.
Budi sa Božim slugom i sa prevodiocem.
And be with us as a body
this afternoon.
I budi s nama kao s tijelom ovog posljepodneva.
Be glorified in our midst.
Budi oslavljen u našoj sredini.
We ask in Jesus' name.
Mi te molimo u Isusovo ime.
I know it's warm in here.
Znam da je vruće tu.
Can I have that first? So I'm going to go as fast as I can.
Pokušat ću biti što brže što mogu.
But I also want to be as clear as I can.
Ali želim isto tako biti toliko jasan koliko mogu biti jasan.
And if I say anything that you don't understand,
ja kažem nešto što vi ne razumijete,
or anything that's not correct,
ili nešto što nije pravilno,
you can sort it out with brother Jonathan after I've gone.
Možete to riješiti s bratom Jonathanom kad ja budem otišao.
I've got some slides here.
Imam nekoliko slika tu.
And some scriptures.
I nekoliko pisama.
Which are in English.
Koje su na engleskom.
So that might not help you so much.
Možda vam to neće puno pomoći.
But I've got some diagrams also, which
ali imam i nekoliko dijagrama.
And I believe that they can be a real help.
I vjerujem da će vam oni puno pomoći.
If I could have that first slide.
I ako mogu dobiti taj prvi slajd.
Wow. Perfect. Oneness with God.
Jedno s Bogom.
There's going to be times we go fast.
Možda ćemo u jednom trenutku krenuti brzo.
This is maybe an hour and 20 minutes in English.
Znači ova propovijed traje na engleskom možda sat i 20 minuta.
And an hour and 20 minutes in Croatian.
I još sat i 20 na hrvatskom.
So you can put your watch in your pocket.
Tako da stavite svoje satove u džep.
We're going to move through as the Lord allows us to.
Da, ići ćemo kroz to kako nam Bog bude dao.
Amen. Oneness with God.
Amen. Znači jedno s Bogom.
We understand that there was a time,
mi razumijemo da je postojalo vreme,
before God was even God.
Prije no što je Bog uopće bio Bog.
We understand that in the message.
Mi to razumijemo u poruci.
You try telling a Pentecostal person that.
Pokušajte to objasniti pentakostalcu.
So, you know, once upon a time God was not God.
Znaš, u jedno određeno vrijeme Bog uopće i nije bio Bog.
They will not understand
what you're saying. Oni neće razumjeti što reći.
But we understand.
Ali mi razumijemo.
The word God means an object of worship.
Znači, riječ Bog znači objekt proslavljanja.
Before God created angels,
prije no što je Bog znači ostvario anđele,
there was nobody to worship him.
Nije bilo nikoga da bi ga proslavljao.
So he could not truly be God.
Tako da on u to vrijeme u istinu i nije mogao biti
But before
Bog.
He was God,
ali prije no što je bio Bog,
we know him as Elohim.
Mi ga znamo kao Elohima.
Amen. This great one,
znači ta veliki,
who dwelt alone with his attributes,
koji je prebivao sam sa svojim atributima.
Now, attributes means different things to different people.
Znači sad kad uzmemo riječ atributi, to ima drugčije značenje različitim ljudima.
Part of what we mean by attributes,
dio onoga što mi mislimo sa riječju atributi,
is characteristics,
znači karakteristike.
I want to show you what I mean.
Pokazat ću vam što time mislim.
This speaks of what he is like, what znači, God is like.
Znači to su karakteristike, osobine, ono što kako Bog izgleda, što je Bog.
It speaks of God's nature.
Govori o Božjoj prirodi.
So now God is holy.
Znači Bog je svet.
God is omnipotent.
Bog je svemogućan.
He's all powerful.
On ima svu snagu.
He's majestic.
I on je veličanstven.
He is pure.
On je čist.
These are characteristics of God.
To su osobine Boga.
These are attributes.
To su atributi.
These are things that he is.
To su stvari zapravo ono što on je.
And those things don't need anything else.
I te stvari ne trebaju ništa drugo.
He was holy in the beginning.
Znači on je bio svet u samom početku, bio je čist u samom početku,
in the beginning.
Bio pravedan u početku.
They didn't need anything else to happen for him to be there.
Znači nije se trebalo ništa više dogoditi da bi to bilo tu.
That's what he was.
To je on bio.
That's what he is.
To je ono što on
That's
je.
What he always will be.
I to je ono što će on zauvijek biti.
But now there is another kind of attributes.
Ali sada postoje druge vrste atributi,
which I call more potential.
Koje ja više nazivam kao potencijali.
These are things that God really wanted to be.
To su stvari za koje je Bog zaista želio biti.
Things that he wanted to express.
To su stvari koje je on želio izraziti.
But he couldn't express yet.
Ali još u tom trenutku nije mogao izraziti.
So God wanted to be a savior.
Znači, Bog je želio biti spasitelj.
Amen. Right from before the foundation of the world.
Još prije postatka svijeta.
It was in him to be a savior.
To je bilo u njemu da bude spasitelj.
It was an attribute of him.
To je bila njegova osobina, atribut.
But he couldn't.
Ali on to nije mogao biti.
Because nothing was lost.
Jer još ništa nije bilo izgubljeno.
Amen. He wanted to be a healer.
On je želio biti iscijelitelj.
But nothing was sick.
Ali ništa još nije oboljelo.
He wanted to be God.
On je želio biti Bog.
But there was nothing to worship.
Ali nikoga nije bilo još da bi ga proslavio.
So these characteristics needed something to happen.
Znači, te karakteristike, s njima je bilo potrebno još nešto da se dogodi.
Certain conditions, certain circumstances had to take place.
Morale su se ostvariti određene osobine, odnosno određena atmosfera da se to ostvari.
Amen. And then there's another kind of attribute.
I onda postoji još jedan tip atributa
that we understand to be God's sons and daughters.
Znači, što podrazumijevamo, što su Božji sinovi i kćeri.
They were also there in him.
Isto tako su i oni bili tamo u njemu.
You were also there in him.
Vi ste isto tako bili tamo u njemu.
His seed.
Njegovo sjeme.
His progeny.
Znači, njegovo potomstvo.
His descendants.
Da, njegovo potomstvo.
His family tree.
Znači, njegovo familijarno drvo.
Amen. That's where we come now. We come into the picture.
I tako sad mi ulazimo tu u sliku.
We are part of the attributes of Elohim.
Mi smo dio tih atributa Elohima.
Amen. So now God has these attributes.
Znači, tako Bog sad ima te atribute.
But he needs a way.
Ali njemu je potreban način.
He needs a vehicle.
On njemu je potrebno neko sredstvo.
He needs a means.
Potreban mu je neki način
to bring forth all that he has seen,
da u biti ostvari sve ono što je vidio,
all that he has decided,
ono što je odlučio i namjerio se.
Amen. To bring it forth.
Znači, to mora on sad oživiti.
And we understand that the means that God decided upon was by his word.
I mi znamo da je način na koji Bog to odlučio je po njegovoj riječi.
That is how God was going to express all his attributes.
To je način na koji je Bog odlučio da izrazi sve svoje atribute.
By his word.
Po svojoj riječi.
Now, when I say word,
sad kad ja kažem riječ,
you're probably thinking of sounds.
Vi vjerojatno mislite na zvukove.
Vibrations and sound waves.
Znači, vibracije i zvukove.
Vowels and syllables and...
Znači, riječi, slova i tako.
That's how we understand words.
To je ono što mi podrazumijevamo pod riječju riječ.
But that's not just what God meant.
Ali to nije sve što je Bog mislio time.
God was actually, this great Elohim was going to come down into another form.
Bog, taj veliki Elohim, namjeravao je sići u jednu drugu formu, oblik.
Brother Branham said he took a step towards this dimension.
Brat Branham je rekao da je on napravio korak prema ovoj dimenziji.
Amen. Brother Branham made up the word bodilized.
Brat Branham je izmislio riječ utelijesiti.
I don't know how you translate a word that isn't even a word.
Ne znam kako bi preveo riječ koja uopće i nije riječ.
But this great Elohim bodilized.
Ali taj veliki Elohim se utelijesio.
If I could have the next slide. I want to show you what I mean. Can you go up one? This is eternity.
To je sad vječnost.
Amen. No time.
Nema vremena.
No light.
Nema svjetla.
Not an atom or a molecule of matter.
Nema čak ni atoma, ni molekule, nikakve tvarine.
There's no one there.
Nema nikoga nigdje.
There's nothing there.
Ničega nema.
There's no time there.
Nema vremena tamo.
All there is Elohim.
Sve što postoji je Elohim.
Elohim and Elohim alone.
Elohim i samo Elohim.
Elohim and his attributes.
Elohim i njegovi atributi.
So now the first step of his condescension.
Znači, sada je taj prvi korak njegovog spuštanja.
The Father expresses himself in sonship.
otac izrazi sebe u sinovstvu, sinu.
The Son of God.
Znači sin Boži.
Amen. The Logos of God.
Logos Boži.
The Word of God.
Božja Amen. Riječ.
We need to understand this.
Mi moramo to razumjeti.
The word was not just something that came out of God's mouth.
Riječ nije bila samo nešto što je izašlo iz Božjih ustiju.
The word of God is not just the Bible.
Božja riječ nije samo Biblija.
The word of God is not just the message of the hour.
Riječ Božja nije samo poruka ovog časa.
In truth, the word is a person.
U istinu riječ je osoba.
The word is a person.
Osoba, riječ je osoba.
Amen. When we say we're following the word,
kad mi kažemo da mi slijedimo riječ,
we're believing the word,
da mi vjerujemo riječ,
actually the person of the word.
Govorimo u biti o osobi riječi.
Amen. The person of the word.
Znači osobi riječi.
And see this now, the logos coming into manifestation.
Znači ovo sad, to je logos koji dolazi u manifestaciju.
Brings us to John chapter 1 and verse 1.
To nas dovodi do Ivana 1:1.
In the beginning was the word.
U početku bijaše riječ.
And the word was with God and the word was God.
I riječ bijaše s Bogom i riječ bijaše Bog.
Now that word was not the Bible.
Sada ta riječ nije bila Biblija.
The Bible hadn't been written yet.
Biblija još nije bila ni napisana.
Amen. There'd been no prophets for God to reveal the word to you.
Nije bilo još ni jednog proroka da bi otkrio Božju
riječ. So this word is the Son of God.
Znači ova riječ je sin Božji.
God manifesting himself.
Bog koji se manifestira.
God condescending.
Bog koji se spušta.
Coming to a level where we may understand him a little better.
Dolazi na nivo gdje ga mi možemo malo bolje razumjeti.
Now this has many names.
Sada ovo ima puno imena.
We could call it the Son.
Mi ga možemo nazvati sin.
The anointing.
Pomazanje.
The Shekinah.
Shekinah.
Theophany.
Teofanija.
Many names.
Mnogo imena.
But the most accurate we could call it is the Logos.
Ali najtočnije ime koje možemo dati je Logos.
And when we read the New Testament,
i kada mi čitamo Novi Zavjet,
that word Logos is translated into word.
Ta riječ Logos prevedena je u riječ.
Now
riječ.
We think word as in somebody talking.
Znači mi kad kažemo riječ, mi mislimo na nekoga ko govori.
Or word as in something written down on a piece of paper.
Ili riječ nešto što je zapisano na papiru.
But I want to get it into your heads. We're talking really about the person of God.
Ali ono što želim da nam uđe u naše misli glave je da govorimo o osobi riječi.
So John wrote in the beginning was the Logos.
Znači Bog je, pardon, Ivan je napisao u početku je bio Logos.
The Logos was with God and the Logos was God.
Logos je bio sa Bogom i Logos je bio Bog.
John had to write that by inspiration.
Ivan je to morao napisati na osnovu inspiracije.
Because there was no person back there to literally see it.
Jer u to vrijeme nije bilo ni jedne osobe da bi to doista i vidjela.
And John said the same was in the beginning with God.
I on je rekao, Ivan je rekao, znači isti je bio zajedno s Bogom u početku.
All things were made by him.
I sve stvari su postale po njemu.
Without him nothing was made that was made.
Bez njega nije postalo ništa što je postalo.
In him was life.
U njemu bijaše život.
And that life was the light of men.
I život bijaše svjetlo ljudima.
Amen. Amen. So when we talk about God creating by the word,
znači kad mi govorimo da Bog kreira po riječi,
it's not just that he was speaking,
ne radi se samo o tome da je on govorio,
it's that the person of the word was what did the work.
Već da je osoba riječi bila ona koja je ispunila to djelo,
so now Elohim has a form.
Tako sad Elohim ima jedan oblik,
a form to live in,
oblik u kojem on može živjeti,
a form to live through,
oblik kroz kojeg on može živjeti,
and work through,
i radi kroz njega,
and manifest himself through,
i manifestira se kroz taj oblik.
Amen. 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 And we know that the Logos spoke and brought forth angels.
I mi znamo da je Logos progovorio i doneo postojanje anđele.
The angels began to worship.
Anđeli su počeli proslavljati.
And that allowed him to be God.
I to mu je dozvolilo da on bude Bog.
God said, "Let there be light."
Bog je rekao nek bude svjetlo.
Amen. And Brother Branham said an atom broke.
I brat Branham je rekao nastao je atom.
And the sun came into existence.
I sunce je došlo u postojanje.
And then out of that sun came stars and planets.
I onda iz tog sunca su izašle, znači planeti i zvijezde.
And out of that sun came our earth.
I iz tog sunca došla je naša zemlja.
Ah, hallelujah. That takes us from Genesis, from John 1 and 1 to Genesis 1 and 1.
I to nas povede od Ivana 1:1 u Postanak 1:1.
In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth.
U početku je Bog ostvario zemlju i nebo.
And watch, Brother Branham said that earth drifted away from God.
I pazite što je Bog rekao da je ta zemlja otišla od Boga.
Drifted away from the sun.
Otišla dalje od sunca.
And froze over.
I tamo smrznula.
And then God brought it back to the sun.
I onda je Bog ponovo doveo bliže suncu.
And thawed it out.
I nekako, kako da, obradio je.
And that brings us to Genesis chapter 1 verse 2.
I to nas dovodi u Postanak 1:2.
The earth was without form and void.
I bijaše zemlja bezoblična i pusta.
Darkness was upon the face of the deep.
I bijaše tama nad bezdanom.
And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
I Duh je Boži lebdio nad vodama.
The Spirit of God.
Znači Duh Boži.
This is the Logos again.
Znači to je ponovo Logos.
It brooded over the earth.
On je putovao oko zemlje.
Like a hen broods over her eggs.
Kao što kokoška bdi nad svojim jajima.
Then we go on into Genesis chapter 1.
I onda idemo dalje u Postanak 1.
And we see all that God did again by his word.
Sve ono što je Bog napravio svojom riječju.
He called for the light of the sun to strike the earth.
On je pozvao da sunčevo svjetlo udari zemljom.
He separated the waters from the waters.
I on je odvojio vode od voda.
Those waters came back down again in Noah's flood.
I te vode su se opet vratile dolje kod Noetog potopa.
He separated the sea from the dry land.
On je odvojio more i kopno.
He brought forth trees and plants.
On je doveo da su izrasle, znači drveće i rastlinje.
Out of the waters he brought forth fish and sea life.
Znači u vodama je nastala riba i sav život vodni.
Out of the earth he brought forth every kind of animal life.
Iz zemlje su izašle i sve vrste životinskog života.
Building up, building up, building up.
I tako je gradio i gradio i gradio.
Until Genesis 1 and chapter verse 26.
Do Postanka 1:26.
God says, "Let us make man in our own image."
I reče Bog, načinimo čovjeka na svoju sliku.
Amen, amen. Now he's creating the very first man.
Yeah. On je tu ostvario prvog čovjeka.
I want you to turn with me to Genesis chapter 1.
Želim da zajedno pogledamo u Postanku 1.
We're going to start at verse 26.
Počet ćemo sa 26. stihom.
Some of this I know that you know, but
za neke tih stvari znam da vi znate.
And God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, the cattle, over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth."
I reče Bog, načinimo čovjeka na svoju sliku, nama sličnog, i neka oni vladaju nad ribama morskim, i nad pticama nebeskim, i nad stokom, i nad svom zemljom, i nad svakim gmizavcem što gmizli, po zemlji gmiže.
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
I tako Bog stvori čovjeka na svoju sliku, na sliku Božju stvori ga, muško i žensko stvori ih.
That's an unusual way that that is written.
Znači, to je napisano na nekako neobičan način.
Verse 28.
28. stih.
Watch carefully.
Pazite pažljivo.
And God blessed them.
I Bog ih blagoslovi.
And God said unto them,
i Bog im reče,
be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it.
Plodni budite i množite se i ispunite zemlju i sebi je podložite.
And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
Vladajte nad ribama morskim i nad pticama nebeskim i nad svakim živim stvorom koji se kreće po zemlji.
So this is the creation of man.
Znači, to je sad kako je Bog stvorio čovjeka.
Now without natural thinking,
sad s našim znači prirodnim mišljenjem,
we think arms and legs and a body and a head.
Znači, mi razmišljamo o rukama, nogama, tijelu i glavi.
But the key of this creation,
međutim, ključ tog stvaranja tu,
God says after our image,
Bog je rekao na našu sliku,
after our likeness,
na našu sličnost.
Amen. That's what the Bible says.
Tako kaže Biblija.
That's why we have the nice graphics.
Zbog toga imamo tu sjajnu grafiku.
To remind you what the image and likeness of God is.
Da vidimo što je ta slika Božja.
Okay. So the whole outcome of God speaking man into existence, watch now.
Znači, rezultat onoga kad je Bog sa riječju ostvorio čovjeka, pazite što se dogodilo.
Is that?
Je to.
Amen.
Amen.
Whatever God was,
što god je Bog bio,
that's what man was.
To je ono što je čovjek postao.
Whatever image God had,
kakvu god je sliku Bog imao,
whatever likeness God had,
kakvu god sliku je imao,
that was what man was made.
To je ono što je bio napravljen, u kojoj bio napravljen čovjek.
If you were there on the earth,
ako bi vi bili tada na zemlji,
with whatever kind of spiritual eyes,
sa kakvim god duhovnim očima,
and you watch God and Adam,
i vi bi gledali Boga i Adama,
walk through the garden,
kako idu kroz Edenski vrt,
what would you have seen?
Što biste vi vidjeli?
A pillar of fire.
Ognjeni stup.
And a small pillar of fire.
I mali ognjeni stup.
Walking together.
Kako idu zajedno.
Amen? The master.
Znači, gospodar.
And a piece of the master.
I dio gospodara.
Adam was a piece of the master.
Adam je bio dio gospodara.
That's how he could be part of the masterpiece.
Tako je on mogao biti dio majstora, da kažem, remek djela.
When we see how God was,
kad vidimo kakav je Bog bio,
we can see how Adam was.
Mi vidimo kakav je bio Adam.
Amen.
Amen.
What's amen in Croatian?
Kako se kaže amen na hrvatskom?
That's good. That's amen. Good. So if we can see how God was,
znači, kad mi vidimo kakav je bio Bog,
we can see how Adam was,
vidimo kakav je bio Adam.
And if we can see how Adam was,
i kad vidimo kakav je bio Adam,
we can also see how God was.
Isto tako time možemo vidjeti kakav je bio Bog.
Amen. So if we know that God had attributes within him,
znači, kad mi znamo, ako znamo da je Bog imao u sebi atribute,
and that part of those attributes was his seed,
i da je dio tih atributa bilo njegovo sjeme,
his family,
njegova obitelj,
then we can see that Adam also was the same.
Onda isto tako možemo vidjeti da je Adam bio isti takav.
Oh, the very first apple seed that God created.
Znači, prva sjemenka jabuke koje je Bog kreirao, stvorio,
every other apple that was ever going to come,
svaka jabuka koja je bilo kad imala doći,
was represented in that first seed.
Bila je zastupana u tom prvom sjemenu.
The spoken word is the original seed.
Izgovorena riječ je originalno sjeme.
The logos of God was the spoken word of God.
Logos Boži bio je Božja izgovorena riječ.
He was the original seed.
On je bio originalno sjeme.
And every son and daughter of God that was ever going to be on the earth,
i svaki sin i čiji Božja koji će bilo kada postojati na zemlji,
was in the original seed in the beginning.
Bili su u originalnom sjemenu u samom početku.
And actually came out of the logos and into Adam.
I u biti izašli iz logosa i ušli u Adam.
You had a representation back then in,
vi imate svoju reprezentaciju u Adamu.
But before you were represented in Adam, you were represented in Christ.
Ali prije nego što ste bili reprezentirani, predstavljeni u Adamu, vi ste bili dio Krista.
So if we can see how God was,
Ako sad možemo vidjeti kakav je bio Bog,
we can see how Adam was.
Vidimo kakav je bio Adam.
If we can see how Adam was,
vidimo kakav je bio
Adam. We can see how God was,
kakav je bio Bog.
Because they are in the same image and likeness.
Jer su oni na istu sliku.
Now, the Bible says with regard to Adam,
Biblija kaže što se tiče Adama,
male and female created he them.
Znači, muško i žensko je stvorio.
And blessed them.
I blagoslovio ih.
And said to them.
I rekao im.
Be fruitful and multiply.
Znači, plodni budite i množite se.
Replenish the earth and subdue it.
Ispunite zemlju i sebi je podložite.
So, brother Paul, I can only see one person.
Ali, brate Paul, ja mogu vidjeti samo jednu osobu.
How can the Bible say them?
Kako može Biblija reći oni?
Because we understand,
jer mi razumijemo,
from what we read later on,
iz onoga što ćemo kasnije pročitati,
that within that man,
da u tom čovjeku,
even though he was still in spirit form,
bez obzira da je on još uvijek bio u duhovnoj obliku,
that he had feminine attributes,
da ima u sebi ženske atribute.
Amen. He had feminine attributes,
u sebi ima ženske atribute.
And if that is the image and likeness of God,
i ako je to slika Božja,
spirit,
duh,
masculine,
muško,
with feminine attributes,
sa ženskim atributima,
if that's the image and likeness,
ako je to ta slika,
then that must be how the original is also.
Onda znači da je takav morao biti i sam
Christ, the Logos, the Word of God,
riječ Božja.
Hallelujah. God blessed Adam.
Bog je blagoslovio Adama.
Actually, he blessed them.
Ali u biti on blagoslovio njih.
Hallelujah. God gave Adam authority.
Bog je dao Adamu autoritet.
But actually, he gave them authority.
Ali u biti je dao autoritet njima.
The same blessing he got, she got in him.
Isti blagoslov koji on primio, ona je primila u njemu.
The same authority he was given, she was given in him.
Isti autoritet koji je bio dat njemu, dat je bio i njoj u njemu.
She received what he received.
On je primio ono što je i ona primila.
To the same extent, to the same degree.
Znači u istom omjeru, u istom dijelu.
Where was she blessed?
Gdje je ona bila blagoslovljena?
She was blessed in him.
Ona je bila blagoslovljena u njemu.
Say it again. She was blessed in him.
Ona je bila blagoslovljena u njemu.
Amen. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 and 4. Can we have that?
Efežanima 1, 3 i 4.
I can read it in English.
Ja mogu pročitati na engleskom.
Paul said to the Ephesian church.
Pavle je rekao Efeskoj crkvi.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Neka je blagoslovljen Bog i Otac našeg Gospodina Isusa Krista.
Who has blessed us?
Koji nas je blagoslovio?
Who has been blessed?
Koji je bio blagoslovljen?
Us.
Mi.
We.
Mi.
With all spiritual blessings,
svakim duhovnim blagoslovom,
in heavenly places,
u nebeskim predjelima,
where?
Gdje?
In Christ.
U Kristu.
According as he has chosen us,
kao što nas je u njemu izabrao,
in him,
prije utemeljenja u njemu,
before the foundation of,
znači,
the world,
u njema, njemu prije utemeljenja svijeta.
Who did he choose?
Koga je on izabrao?
Us.
Nas.
Not just me.
Ne samo mene.
Us.
Nego nas.
He chose us.
On je izabrao nas.
When did he choose us?
Kada nas je on izabrao?
Oh, I gave my heart to the Lord last year.
Oh, ja sam dao moje srce Bogu prošlog ljeta.
Oh, I'm going to be baptized this afternoon.
Ili ja ću biti krštena ovo večeri.
That's not what I asked.
Ali to nije ono što sam ja pitao.
When did he choose us?
Kada nas je on izabrao?
Before the foundation of the world.
Prije utemeljenja svijeta.
Where did he choose us?
Gdje nas je on izabrao?
On the earth?
Na zemlji?
In space?
U svemiru?
On the moon?
Na mjesecu?
On Mars?
Na Marsu?
We were chosen in Christ.
Mi smo bili izabrani u Kristu.
Hallelujah. We were chosen in him before the foundation of the world.
Mi smo bili izabrani u njemu prije utemeljenja svijeta.
So my question, and now I've put Christ and Adam.
Sad sam stavio tu ime Krist i Adam.
Where was Eve blessed?
Gdje je bila Eva blagoslovljena?
In Adam.
U Adamu.
Where was Eve given dominion and authority?
Gdje je Eva dobila autoritet i
vlast? In Adam.
U Adamu.
Where were you blessed?
Gdje ste vi bili blagoslovljeni?
In Christ.
U Kristu.
Hallelujah. So now there was something in here.
Znači tu je bilo nešto.
That we didn't know.
O čemu mi nismo ništa
that
znali.
That we couldn't see.
Što mi nismo mi mogli vidjeti.
There was a mystery in Adam.
U Adamu je bila neka tajna.
Adam himself was still a mystery.
Adam sam je još uvijek bio tajna.
But yeah, there was a mystery in the mystery.
Ali tamo je postojala čak i tajna u samoj tajni.
And the mystery was a person.
I ta tajna je bila osoba.
The mystery was not a doctrine.
Ta tajna nije bila neka doktrina.
The mystery was not a teaching.
Znači ta tajna nije bila neko učenje.
The mystery was not a new terminology.
Tajna nije bila neka nova terminologija.
The mystery was a person.
Tajna je bila osoba.
The person was a female.
Osoba je bila ženska.
And the person was in another person.
I osoba je bila u jednoj drugoj osobi.
The female was there in the male.
Žena je bila tamo u muškom.
Hallelujah. Now the whole of creation,
cijelo stvorenje,
up until the sixth day,
do šestog dana,
was physical.
Bilo je fizično.
It was natural.
Znači, to je bilo nešto prirodno.
Tangible.
Nešto što smo mogli dotaći.
Flesh and blood.
Znači, krv i tijelo.
The only thing that was created,
jedina stvar koja je bila stvorena,
that was spirit,
koja je bila stvorena kao duh,
was Adam.
Je bio Adam.
Amen. And now I've got a couple of quotes.
I sad imam nekoliko citata.
These are not going to mean so much to you, but
možda vam puno neće značiti.
But Brother Branham says in the deity of Jesus Christ.
Ali Brother Branham kaže u božanstvu Isusa Krista.
He said Adam, he led the creation. He led the animals.
Neka on, znači Adam je vodio stvarstvo, on je vodio životinje.
That's not God, that's Adam.
Tu nije riječ o Bogu, već o Adamu.
But yet, it was God.
Pa ipak je to bio Bog.
See, God created plants.
Vidite, Bog je stvorio rastlinu, znači
and the plant had a seed.
I znači ta biljka imala je sjeme
that could reproduce itself,
koje je mogla sebe reproducirati
and bring forth more of its own kind.
I roditi više od svoje vrste.
And then God created fish and birds and animals.
I onda je Bog stvorio ribe i ptice i životinje
to be able to bring forth more of their own kind.
Da bi oni mogli biti sposobne donijeti više od svoje vrste.
And then God created Adam.
I onda je Bog stvorio Adama.
What was that?
Što je bilo to?
That was actually God bringing forth more of His kind.
To je bio u biti Bog koji je sad dovodio više od svoje vrste.
Because Adam was an attribute of God.
Jer Adam je bio atribut Boga.
Amen.
Amen.
So God was bringing forth kind of His kind.
Tako je Bog sad pridonio, znači vrstu od svoje vrste.
When He created man in the beginning.
Kada je On stvorio čovjeka u samom početku.
And Adam had God's authority and God's dominion.
I Bog, Adam je imao Božji autoritet i Božju vlast.
Amen. And this next quote.
I ovaj sljedeći citat.
Brother Branham says, then He gave the man jurisdiction.
I kaže, onda je dao on čovjeku jurisdikciju, znači vlast.
To lead all the animal life.
Da vodi svo cijeli životinski život.
Just like the Holy Spirit leads the believer today.
Isto tako kao što Duh Sveti vodi vjernika danas.
Go here.
Idi tamo.
Do this.
Napravi to.
All the natural creation is material.
Stvorstvo je materijalno.
But now here's Adam in spirit.
Ali sada je tu Adam u duhu.
Leading the natural creation.
I on duhom vodi prirodno, znači stvarstvo.
I don't even think the animals knew they were being led.
Ja mislim da životinje čak ni nisu znale da su vođene.
I don't think the animals could see Adam with their natural eye.
Ne vjerujem da su životinje čak mogle vidjeti Adama svojim prirodnim očima.
But there is someone who is leading us also.
Ali isto tako postoji neko koji nas vodi.
The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
Znači, koraci dobrog čovjeka određeni su od Boga.
Someone's leading you.
Neko vas vodi.
Someone's directing your steps.
Neko usmjerava vaše korake.
But we don't see the one who is leading us.
Ali mi ne vidimo onoga koji nas vodi.
Amen. Now, We won't read it, but in Genesis chapter 2,
nećemo pročitati, ali u drugoj postanka 2, odnosno postanak 2,
after the seventh day,
posle sedmog dana,
which is a thousand years,
koji je tisuću godina,
those days in Genesis 1 are a thousand years each,
znači svi ti dani u postanku 1 predstavljaju jedan dan,
the Bible says,
tisuću godina,
the Bible says there was not a man to till the ground.
Biblija kaže da nije postao čovjek koji bi obrađivao zemlju.
We say, why does the Bible say there was not a man?
Zašto Biblija kaže da nije postao čovjek?
When God had already made man.
Kad je Bog već ostvario čovjeka. Yes,
because this man,
jer taj čovjek,
is not going to pick up a shovel.
Neće uzeti lopatu.
Amen. This man is not going to till the ground or dig something.
Taj čovjek neće iskopati nešto, neće obrađivati zemlju.
So God made this man.
Tako je Bog stvorio tog čovjeka.
God made the natural man.
Bog je stvorio prirodnog čovjeka.
Brother Branham said, I can see him standing there like a tree.
Brat Branham je rekao, ja ga mogu vidjeti kako stoji tamo kao drvo.
With his toes, maybe like roots sticking into the ground.
Sa svojim prstima možda kao korijeni koji su usidreni u zemlju.
Watch now.
Pazite sad.
And God brings the two together.
I Bog je sad spojio to dvoje zajedno.
And the Bible says a man became a living soul.
I Biblija kaže da je čovjek postade živa duša.
There was a union.
Znači došlo je do ujedinjenja.
Between the spirit man of Genesis 1,
duhovnog čovjeka postanka 1,
and the flesh man of Genesis 2.
I tjelesnog čovjeka postanka 2.
They came together.
Oni su se spojili u duši.
And Adam became a living soul.
I Adam je postao živa duša.
Brother Branham says we have a hand like a monkey.
Brat Branham je rekao, naša ruka je kao ruka majmuna.
We have a foot like a bear.
Mi imamo nogu kao što ima medvjed.
Physically speaking, we are very like the animal creation.
Znači u tom fizičkom pogledu mi smo vrlo slični životinskom carstvu.
We have five senses like the animals.
Imamo pet čula kakve imaju životinje.
The difference is we have a soul.
Ali ta razlika je da mi imamo dušu.
But I want you to put yourself now in the animal's position.
Ali želim da se sada stavimo za trenutak u poziciju životinje.
Now they're looking at the flesh body of Adam.
Sada te životinje gledaju, znači tjelesnog Adama.
They're looking at the mystery of Adam revealed.
Oni sad gledaju na tajnu Adama koja se otkrila.
The mystery of Adam revealed.
Tajnu Adama koja se otkrila.
Adam was in the flesh,
Adam je bio u tijelu,
the revelation of what he was in the spirit.
I to je bilo otkrivenje onoga što je on bio u duhu.
Because now he's come into the same dimension as the animal kingdom.
Jer sada je on ušao u istu dimenziju u kojoj su se nalazile životinje.
Now, for the first time,
i sada prvi puta,
in at least a thousand years,
barem tisuću godina,
maybe for thousands of years,
možda čak nekoliko tisuća godina,
the animals are able to see with their natural eye,
životinje su mogle vidjeti svojim prirodnim očima,
the one who's been leading them all this time,
onoga koji ih je svo to vrijeme vodio,
the one who's been guiding them,
onoga koji ih je usmjeravao,
even though they have not been maybe aware of it,
čak i ako se možda nisu ni shvaćali da su vođeni.
God actually humanized their leadership.
Bog je u biti počovječio njihovo vodstvo.
You say, why are you saying this, Brother Paul?
I sad kažete, zbog čega ti to obrazlažeš, brate Paul?
Because what we've looked at so far,
jer ono što smo do sad vidjeli,
that actually is the whole of the Old Testament.
To je u biti cjelina Starog Zavjeta.
Coming up to the birth of Jesus Christ in the Gospels.
Koja sad dolazi u rođenje Isusa Kristusa u Krista u Evanđeliji.
Because all through the Old Testament,
jer kroz cijeli Stari Zavjet,
God revealed himself to his people.
Bog je otkrivao sebe nama, ljudima.
He led his people.
On je vodio ljude
through the pillar of fire.
Kroz ognjeni stup.
Through the Shekinah glory.
Kroz tu Shekina
slavu. The Logos.
Kroz Logos.
And Israel's journey through the wilderness is an example of it.
I Izraelovo putovanje kroz divljinu, odnosno pustinju, bio je primjer toga.
He led them by his spirit.
On ih je vodio svojim duhom.
But now with the birth of Christ,
ali sada sa rođenjem Krista,
he reaches 30 years old.
I kada je on došao do 30 godina starosti,
he walks into the Jordan River,
ušao je u rijeke, u vode Jordana,
John baptizes him,
Ivan ga je krstio,
down comes the pillar of fire in the form of a dove.
I sada silazi ognjeni stup u obliku goluba.
Amen.
Amen.
Now we have this again.
I sad ponovo imamo to.
Amen. Now the one that Israel had worshipped all those years.
I sada imamo toga kojega je Izrael cijelo to vrijeme proslavljao.
Served all those years.
I služio mu sve ove godine.
All those years.
I sjedili su ga sve ove godine.
Now that Jehovah God.
Sada je taj Jehova Bog.
The Father.
Taj Otac.
The Spirit of God.
Taj Duh Boži.
Now that person.
Sada je ta osoba.
Is headed up in the physical body of Jesus Christ.
Sakrila se u fizično tijelo Isusa Krista.
And it fulfills scripture.
I to je ispunilo pismo.
Colossians chapter 2 verse 9.
Kolosanima 2:9.
In him dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
U njemu prebiva punina Božja tjelesna.
2 Corinthians 5:19.
Druga Korinčanima 5:19.
God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself.
Bog je u Kristu pomirio cijeli svijet sa sobom.
Colossians 1:26.
Kolosanima 1:26.
Paul said the mystery.
Pavle kaže da tajna,
which had been hid from ages,
koja je bila sakrivena znači dobima
and hid from generations,
i sakrivena generacijama.
How was he hid?
Kako je on bio sakriven?
Because he was a spirit.
Jer je bio duh.
And while he was a spirit, he was a mystery.
I dok je bio duh, on je bio tajna.
But Paul says, but now is made manifest to the saints.
Ali sada kaže Pavle, sad se on manifestirao svojim svetim.
When Jesus came out of the river Jordan,
kada je Isus izašao iz rijeke Jordana,
no longer was God a mystery.
Bog više nije bio tajna.
Christ was the mystery of God revealed.
Krist je bio tajna Boga otkrivena.
The spirit in flesh.
Duh u tijelu.
It was a secret.
To je bila tajna.
But now the secret had been told.
Ali sada je bila tajna rečena.
And if you recognize Jesus for what he was,
i ako mi prepoznamo Isusa za ono što je on doista bio,
who he was,
ko je on doista bio,
God was no longer a mystery.
Bog onda više nije bio tajna.
God was not a mystery to Peter.
Bog nije bio tajna Petru.
Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Ti si Krist, sin živoga Boga.
God was not a mystery to Mary Magdalene.
Bog nije bio tajna Mariji Magdalene.
God was not a mystery to the woman that washed his feet with the tears and dried with the hair.
Bog nije bio tajna ženi koja je oprala njegove noge suzama i obrisala svojom kosom.
God was not a mystery to the thief on the cross.
Bog nije bio tajna onom lopovu na križu.
Remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Prisjeti me se kad dođeš u tvoje kraljevstvo.
To them the mystery had been revealed.
Njima je tajna bila otkrivena.
But to the Pharisees.
Ali farizejima, saducejima,
to the religious people,
religioznim ljudima,
he was still a mystery.
I on još uvijek bio tajna.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Next please. So here's Christ now.
Znači tu je Krist sada.
The Bible says the last Adam.
Biblija kaže zadnji Adam.
Is the second Adam.
To je ili drugi Adam.
He is the mystery of God revealed.
On je tajna Boga otkrivena.
And God was always going to come down to flesh.
I Bog je oduvijek imao namjeru doći u tijelo.
Remember what he said to in Genesis 3:15?
Prisjetite se što je rekao u Postanku 3:15.
The seed of the woman was going to crush the serpent's head.
Da će sjeme žene satreti sjeme zmica.
Seed of the woman.
Znači sjeme žene.
God always intended that Christ should be born.
Bog je oduvijek imao namjeru da se Krist rodi,
that he would be manifest in human flesh,
da se on manifestira u čovječem tijelu,
and that he would crush the works of the devil,
i da će satreti djela đavla.
Amen, amen, amen. He was a mystery.
On je bio tajna.
Adam was a mystery.
Adam je bio tajna.
I believe when I don't know how animals think.
Ja ne znam kako životinje misle.
But when Adam's now standing in human flesh,
ali sada kad je Adam stajao tamo u čovječem tijelu,
the animals could say, this is the one who's been leading us all this time.
Životinje su mogle reći, e to je sad taj koji nas je cijelo to vrijeme vodio.
And when Jesus Christ stood there in human flesh,
i kada Isus Krist stajao tamo u čovječem tijelu,
Israel could say, this is the one who's been leading us all the time.
Izrael bi mogao reći, pa to je taj koji nas je vodio cijelo vrijeme.
Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am.
Isus je rekao prije no što je bio Mojsije, ja sam, ja jesam.
He said, I am the bread of life that came down from heaven.
Ja jesam kruh koji je došao s neba. Kruh života koji je došao s neba.
So he was a mystery.
Znači on je bio tajna.
But when a mystery, you know what a secret is?
I vi znate što je tajna.
It's something that someone knows that someone else doesn't know.
To je znači nešto što neko zna, a što neko drugi ne zna.
Spoken of in whispers. Whispers.
Znači to je što se govori šapatom.
But when what was whispered is shouted,
ali kada je ono što se prvo šaputalo sada se kliče, odnosno jako govori,
then it's no longer a mystery.
Onda to više nije tajna.
It's no longer a secret. It's been revealed.
To nije više tajna, to je sad otkriveno.
So Adam was a mystery.
Znači Adam je bio tajna.
God was a mystery.
Bog je bio tajna.
But that mystery was revealed when they came to flesh.
Ali njihova je tajna bila otkrivena kada su se pojavili u tijelu. But
we've already said that within Adam,
ali već smo rekli da je u Adamu,
there was another person.
Bila još jedna osoba.
There was a mystery within the mystery.
Da je to bila tajna u tajni.
And the reason why Adam was that way,
i znači razlog zbog čega je Adam bio takav,
is because he was created in the image of God.
Jer je on bio načinjen na sliku Božju.
God was a secret.
On je bio tajna.
But the secret had another secret inside of him.
Ali tajna je imala još jednu tajnu u sebi.
Let's see how that works. Let's move Adam over.
Kako to? Evo sad pomerimo Adama tu.
I know that you know this. We're not going to read it.
Nećemo to sve pročitati.
But a deep sleep falls upon Adam.
Ali duboki san je pao na Adama.
And from his side,
iz njegove strane,
God takes a rib,
Bog uzme rebro,
and from the rib he makes the body of the woman.
Iz rebra napravi tijelo žene.
Amen. And then from the midst of Adam,
i onda iz samog Adama,
God takes, Brother Branham says, every feminine attribute.
Bog kaže da je on uzeo svaki ženski atribut.
God takes it out of him.
Bog ga uzme iz njega.
And he puts it into her.
I stavi ga u nju.
So now he doesn't have it anymore.
Tako on sad toga nema više.
Amen. And when that's happened,
i kada se to dogodilo,
God wakes him up.
Bog ga probudi.
And God brings them back together again.
I Bog ih ponovo udruži.
Amen. He brings the two together.
On udruži njih dvoje.
Adam. And
i
we said, Brother Paul, Adam and Eve.
Ali brate Paul, to je Adam i Eva.
She didn't become Eve until after the fall.
Ona nije bila imenovana Eva nego kasnije poslije pada.
Eve means the mother of all living.
Eva znači mati svih živih.
She wasn't the mother of anything yet.
Ali ona još nije bila majka ničega.
In the day that God created them,
u dan kada je Bog njih stvorio,
he called their name Adam.
On je nazvao njihovo ime Adam.
Adam and Adam.
Adam i Adam.
Mr. Adam.
Gospodin Adam.
And Mrs. Adam.
I gospođa Adam.
The same Adam.
Isti Adam.
In male expression.
U muškoj predstavi. Da.
And female expression.
I znači u ženskoj.
And what God did to Adam in the garden.
I ono što je Bog napravio Adamu u vrtu.
He did to Christ at Calvary.
On je napravio Kristu na Golgoti.
Put his body to sleep on the cross.
On na križu on je uspavao njegovo tijelo.
From his side came water and blood.
I iz njegove strane izašli su voda i krv.
Justification and sanctification.
Opravdanje i posvećenje.
He said, Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit.
Kaže, Oče, u tvoje ruke polažem svog duha.
Water, blood and life.
Voda, krv i život.
They are the ingredients of a natural birth.
I to su sastojci prirodnog rođenja.
That's the order that it takes place.
I to je način na koji se ono znači obistini.
And they are the ingredients for the new birth.
I to su sastojci na novo rođenje.
Justification,
opravdanje,
sanctification,
osvećenje,
the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Krštenje u Duhom Svetom.
What God took from Christ,
i ono što je Bog uzeo iz Krista,
there at Calvary,
tamo na Golgoti,
was his bride,
bila je njegova nevjesta,
Mrs. Jesus Christ,
gospođa Isus Krist.
Watch the order.
I pazite
back
taj,
in Genesis.
Znači taj red natrag u postanku.
Hallelujah. What's the order?
Gledajte taj red, znači,
we have eternity.
Imamo večnost.
Amen, amen. So God went from
Bog je
spirit
iz duha
to masculine
u muško
to feminine
u žensko.
Amen. That's back in the garden.
Tako je bilo u vrtu.
But what he did with Adam and Adam,
i ono što je napravio sa Adamom i Adamom,
he is reproducing with Christ,
on to reproducira sa Kristom,
and you,
i tobom.
Christ and his bride.
Kristom i njegovom nevjestom.
Now, the difference between him and her,
razlika između njega i nje,
is that Adam knew who he was.
Je bila ta da je Adam znao ko on je.
He knew who he was.
On je znao tko on je.
Because he came first.
Jer je prvi došao.
She didn't know who she was.
Ona nije znala ko je ona.
That's why she could fall.
Zbog toga je ona i bila u mogućnosti da padne.
That's what made her vulnerable.
Zbog toga je ona i bila osjetljiva.
That's why the serpent couldn't get Adam.
Zbog toga Sotona, odnosno zmijac, nije mogao napasti Adama.
He couldn't get the male part.
On nije mogao pridobiti, znači, muški dio.
So he went after the female part.
Tako je zbog toga krenuo za ženski
dio. And she took it to him.
I onda je ona to prenijela na njega.
It works so well with the soul and the spirit of human being.
I tako se to događa i sa dušom i čovječim duhom.
You're born again.
Vi ste na novo rođeni.
Your soul's been converted.
Na vaša duša je bila obraćena.
Satan can't get to that.
I Sotona ne može doći do
toga. But he comes to your spirit.
Ali dolazi vašem duhu.
He comes through your imagination.
Dolazi kroz vašu maštu.
Comes through your conscience.
Dolazi kroz vašu savjest.
Comes through affections and reasoning.
I kroz vaše razmišljanje i osjećanja.
Satan used Adam to deceive Adam.
Sotona je upotrebio Adama da je zaveo Adama.
He uses you to deceive you.
I on upotrebljava vas da zavede vas.
Satan used the feminine form of Christ.
Sotona je upotrijebio ženski dio Krista.
To damage the masculine form of Christ.
Da ošteti muški dio Krista.
Because the bride fell.
Jer zbog toga jer je nevjesta pala,
Jesus had to go to Calvary.
Isus morao je otići na Golgotu.
He used the woman to damage the man.
On uzme ženu da napravi štetu muškom.
Adam knew who he was by revelation.
Adam je otkrivenjem znao ko je on bio.
But the woman didn't.
Ali žena nije.
Jesus knew who he was by revelation.
Isus je otkrivenjem znao ko on je.
But the church didn't.
Ali crkva ne.
That's why Eve fell.
Zbog toga je Eva pala.
That's why Israel fell.
Zbog toga je Izrael pala.
That's why the church at Pentecost fell.
Zbog toga je crkva Pentakosta pala.
Because they didn't know who they were.
Jer nisu znali ko oni jesu.
Brother Branham said, if the church only knew what it is.
Brother Branham je rekao, kad bi crkva samo znala ko ona je.
He said it will one day.
Kaže, ona će saznati jedan
dan. And the rapture will go when the church knows what it is.
I uznesenje će se dogoditi kada crkva sazna ko ona jest.
And that's what God is doing in this day.
I to je ono što Bog radi danas.
Bringing the woman up.
On uzdiže ženu.
The world has some strange ideas.
Svijet ima neke čudne ideje.
The world thinks that this message is tearing women down.
Svijet misli da je ta poruka ona koja sada ruši žene.
This message has come to raise the church up.
Ali ova poruka je došla da uzdigne crkvu.
Back to its position in God.
Da se vrati u svoju poziciju u Bogu.
She was co-equal with Adam in the garden.
Ona je bila jednaka Adamu u vrtu.
God blessed them both.
I Bog ih je oboje blagoslovio.
He didn't say I'm going to give him great blessing and her small blessing.
On nije rekao ja ću njemu dati veći blagoslov, oni oni manji blagoslovljeni.
I'm going to give him great authority in her small authority.
Ja ću njemu dat veću autoritet, a njoj manji autoritet.
All the authority that he had, she had also.
Sav autoritet koju on imao, imala je i ona.
She just didn't know it.
Ona samo to nije znala.
All the authority that Christ had,
sav autoritet koji ima Krist, znači muški,
the church has also.
Ima i crkva.
It's just that he knew it.
Samo razlika je u tome što je on to znao.
And we don't know it.
Ali mi to ne znamo.
He knew it from the beginning.
On je to znao od samog početka.
We have to find out.
A mi moramo to još doznati.
And God is revealing that to us.
I Bog nam to sad otkriva.
In the meantime, Jesus was not afraid to confess who he was.
U međuvremenu Isus se nije bojao priznati ko on je.
He was not ashamed.
Njega nije bilo stid.
Some of his greatest declarations,
i jedna od njegovih najvećih izjava,
come from the book of John, John's Gospel.
Dolazi iz Ivanovog evanđelija,
because that's the bride's book.
Jer to je nevjestina knjiga.
Now remember, thanks brother. We read from Philippians chapter 2 verse 6.
Mi smo pročitali iz Filipljanima 2:6.
Jesus being in the form of God.
Znači Isus koji je bio u slici na sliku Božju.
Thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
Nije grabežom smatrao biti jednakim Bogu.
Why wasn't it robbery?
Zašto to nije bio grabež?
Because he was God.
Jer on je bio.
He was the expression of God.
On je bio izraz Boga.
The logos became flesh.
Logos je postao tijelo.
That spirit,
taj duh,
became incarnate in a male body.
Inkarnirao se u čovječem tijelu.
Hallelujah.
U muškom tijelu.
But it didn't stop there.
Ali nije se tamo zaustavilo.
God didn't stop and finish with Adam.
Bog se nije zaustavio sa Adamom.
God didn't create Adam and then just sit down.
Bog nije kreirao Adama i sjeo.
So I'm going to go to sleep now.
Sad ću malo zaspati.
My work's finished.
Moje djelo je završeno.
His work wasn't finished.
Njegovo djelo nije bilo završeno.
Because there was more to be expressed.
Jer moralo se još više od toga izraziti.
God didn't bring Christ.
Bog nije doveo Krista.
Through the incarnation.
Kroz tu inkarnaciju, utelesenje.
Grow into maturity.
Koje ide u uzrast, znači zrelosti.
Kill him.
I da ga ubije,
resurrect him,
i da ga uzdigne,
ascend him,
i uzme ga,
and say, oh, that's it, that's all.
I kaže, evo, sad to je
now
to.
I'm finished.
Evo, sad sam završio.
Because he wasn't finished.
Jer nije još završio.
There was another mystery.
Postala je još jedna tajna.
Christ was the mystery of God revealed.
Krist je bio tajna Boga otkrivena.
But there was going to be a bride who was going to be the mystery of Christ revealed.
Ali postala će i nevjesta koja će biti tajna Krista otkrivena.
That's why Paul could say to the Philippians.
I zbog toga je Pavle mogao reći Filipljanima.
Let this mind be in you.
Neka taj, znači um bude u misao, bude u vama.
Which was in Christ.
Znači koja je bila u Kristu.
Well, so brother Paul, I couldn't.
Ali brat Paul, ja to ne mogu.
You're gonna have to.
Ali morat ćeš.
It speaks of another way of thinking.
Jer to govori o jednom drugom načinu razmišljanja.
Thinking the way that Jesus thought.
Razmišljanju na način na koji je razmišljao Isus.
So, but Jesus was God.
Kažeš, ali Isus je bio Bog.
Adam was the expression of God.
Adam je bio izraz Boga.
But he wasn't the final expression.
Ali on nije bio konačni. Izraz.
I feel like I've been here before.
Mislim da sam
there was another expression to come.
Još je dolazilo još jedan izraz.
Christ was the expression of God.
Krist je bio izraz Boga.
But it wasn't the final expression.
Ali to nije bio taj konačni izraz.
There was one to come.
Još jedan.
Another person.
Još jedna osoba.
But not a male.
Ali ne muško.
A female.
Žensko.
You wonder why it's a woman's world.
Razmišljate zbog čega je ovo ženski svijet.
You wonder why this is Laodicea.
Pitate se zbog čega je ovo Laodicea.
You wonder why the spirit of a woman is dominating the world?
Pitate se zbog čega danas duh ženske dominira u ovom svijetu?
Because Satan is counterfeiting what God is doing.
Jer Satana krivotvori ono što radi Bog.
God is raising up a woman.
Bog uzdiže ženu.
He has raised the woman.
On je podigao
ženu. Who is the bride of Jesus Christ?
Koja je bila nevjesta Isusa Krista.
And preparing her for a marriage.
I pripremaju za vjenčanje.
And a true marriage is always kind after kind.
I znači pravo vjenčanje je uvijek ista vrsta sa istom vrstom.
Not a lion and a tiger.
Znači ne lav i tigar.
That's not kind after kind.
To nije vrsta sa vrstom.
Royalty should marry royalty.
Znači kraljevski rod mora se oženiti kraljevski.
A lion becomes one with a lioness.
I lav postoji jedno sa levinjom.
King and queen come together.
I kralj i kraljica dođu zajedno.
So who must Christ marry?
Znači koga mora Krist oženiti?
Christ must marry Mrs. Christ.
On mora oženiti gospođu Krist.
And if he is deity,
i ako je on božanstvo,
and he is deity,
on je božanstvo.
The word of God declared him to be deity.
Riječ Božja kaže da je on božanstvo.
The deity must marry deity.
Onda božanstvo mora oženiti božanstvo.
So if that's what he is,
i ako je on to,
then what is she?
Onda što je ona?
Now when I talk about she,
i kad ja govorim o njoj,
don't look out the window or out the door.
Ne gledajte kroz prozor ili kroz
vrata. Don't look in the seat next to you.
Ne gledajte na stolicu pored vas.
Look in the mirror.
Gledajte u ogledalo.
What is it reflecting?
Što to ogledalo
reflektira? Who is she?
Ko je ona?
Not just who is she, what is she?
Ne samo ko je ona, nego što je ona?
Because Eve was Adam.
Jer Eva je bila Adam.
She was him.
Ona je bila on.
In another form.
U drugom obliku.
A further expression of him.
Neki dalji izraz njega.
The final expression of him.
Konačni izraz
njega. So what is the bride of Christ?
Znači što je nevjesta Krista?
A further expression of him.
Dalji izraz njega,
the final expression of
konačni izraz njega.
She is him.
Ona je on.
And Jesus,
i Isus,
had to, as a man,
je morao kao čovjek,
he had to allow this mind to be in him.
On je morao dozvoliti da taj um bude u njemu.
Said brother Paul, it was easy for Jesus.
Ali brate Paul kažete, to je bilo lako.
Jesus was God.
Isus je bio Bog.
Do you think Jesus walked around all day feeling like he was God?
Da li mislite da je Isus cijeli dan hodao okolo misleći da je on Bog?
Tired.
Bio je umoran.
Hungry.
Bio je gladan.
A prostitute walks by.
Prostitutka je prošla pored njega.
He was tempted in every way as we are.
On je bio iskušan na isti način, na sve načine kao što i mi.
Yet without sin.
Pa ipak je ostao bez grijeha.
He was afraid.
On se bojao.
He see him praying in the garden.
Mi ga vidimo kako on se moli u vrtu.
Let this cup pass from my lips.
Neka ova čaša prođe pored mene.
He didn't want to go to Calvary.
On nije htio
ići na Golgotu.
Njegovo tijelo nije želio.
The flesh didn't want to experience that pain.
Tijelo nije željelo iskusiti taj bol.
The flesh didn't want to leave his friends.
Tijelo nije željelo napustiti svoje prijatelje.
The flesh grew old.
Tijelo je starilo.
The flesh grew tired.
Tijelo je bilo umorno.
It was not easy for Jesus.
Za Isusa nije bilo lako.
Everything that you felt,
sve što ste vi osjećali,
he's felt.
On je osjećao.
All that you've experienced,
sve što ste vi iskusili,
he's experienced.
On je iskusio.
That's how he could be the high priest.
Tako je on mogao biti visoki svećenik.
Brother Branham said he brought the widow's son back to life.
Brat Branham je rekao da je on doveo udovičinog sina natrag u život.
Sit on a rock and groan with a headache.
I onda seo na kamen i jekao od svoje boli.
Jesus had a headache.
Isus je imao glavobolju.
Deity with a headache.
To je bilo božanstvo sa glavobolju.
And you say, well, I couldn't be deity.
I onda vi kažete, ali ja ne mogu biti božanstvo.
Now the difference between Jesus and you.
Pazite, razlika između Isusa i vas.
The difference between Adam and Eve.
Razlika između Adama i Eve.
Adam came from the mind of God.
Adam je izašao iz uma Božje,
expressed as a spirit.
I on je bio izražen kao duh.
And then manifest in flesh.
I onda bio tek manifestiran u tijelu.
Eve was in him.
Eva je bila u njemu.
But she didn't have a life in him.
Ali ona nije imala života u njemu.
She didn't have a knowledge in him.
Ona i nije imala saznanja u njemu.
So when Adam was put in flesh.
I tako kada je Adam bio stavljen u tijelo.
It was just another day.
To je bio samo neki drugi dan.
But when Eve was put in flesh.
Ali kada je Eva bila stavljena u tijelo,
her first day.
To je bio njezin prvi dan.
She had no memory of the life that she had in Adam.
Ona nije imala znači nije se sjećala onoga što je bila ona u njemu.
Yet we know she was in him.
A pa ipak znamo da je ona bila.
She was blessed in him.
Ona je bila blagoslovljena.
And given authority. Da
joj je bila autoritet u njoj.
And you had no knowledge of your life in Christ.
I vi niste imali nikakvog saznanja o vašem životu u Kristu.
But Brother Branham said when he walked the shores of Galilee, you were in him.
Ali brat Branham je rekao kada je on hodao obalom Galileje, vi ste bili u njemu.
When he preached the gospel, you were in him.
Kada je on propovedao evanđelje, vi ste bili u njemu.
When he healed the sick and raised the dead, you were in him.
Kada je on ozdravio bolest i uzdigao mrtve, vi ste bili
u njemu. When he went to Calvary and died, you were in him.
Kada je on išao na Golgotu, vi ste umrli s njim.
When he went into the grave, you were in him.
Kada je on išao u grob, vi ste bili u njemu.
When he resurrected, you were in him.
Kada je on ustao, vi ste bili u njemu.
And when he ascended, you were in him.
Kada on išao u nebo, vi ste bili u njemu.
But you have no knowledge of that life.
Ali vi to ne znate o tom životu.
And Eve didn't either.
I tako nije ni Eva.
And that made her vulnerable.
I zbog toga ona je
bila
ranljiva.
I,
zbog toga smo i mi ranljivi.
Until we let the mind that was in Christ come into us.
I tako mi pustimo, znači dopuštamo um Boži da uđe u nas.
Jesus stood up one day and said,
Isus je jednom ustao i rekao,
John 10 and 30,
Ivan 10 i 13,
I and my father are one.
Ja i moj otac smo jedno.
He wasn't just saying that he was God.
On nije samo rekao da je on Bog.
But he was speaking of the union that existed between him and the Father.
Već je on govorio o ujedinjenju koje je postalo među njim i njegovim ocem.
And then he prayed.
I onda je on molio se
that we would be one,
da bi mi bili jedno,
as he was one with the Father.
Kao što je on bio jedno s Bogom.
Not just that we would be one with one another.
Ne samo da bi mi bili jedni s drugim.
Not just that we would be good friends.
Ne samo da smo mi dobri prijatelji.
But he was praying, Father, the union that we have.
Nego je on molio, Oče, ovo ujedinjenje koje mi imamo,
may they experience the same union.
Neka i oni iskuse isto ujedinjenje.
He said to his disciples,
rekao je svojim učenicima,
I go,
ja idem,
to my God,
mome
Bogu, and your God,
i vašem
Bogu, to my Father,
mome Ocu,
and your
i vašem
Father.
Ocu.
And he was saying the same relationship that he had.
I on je rekao da je isti odnos koji on ima.
That was there for us also.
To je ta isti odnos je i za nas.
The same dominion, the same authority.
Znači ista vlast i ista je autoritet.
We saw that in Brother Branham.
Mi smo to vidjeli u bratu Branham.
Jesus turned water into wine.
Isus je promijenio vodu u vino.
Brother Branham spoke squirrels into existence.
Ja, brat Branham je izgovorio vjeveri.
Jesus stood at the end of the boat and said, "Peace be still."
Isus je stojao na kraj broda i rekao, "Umiri se."
The storm stopped.
I ta oluja je prestala.
Brother Branham was hunting in the forest.
I brat Branham je lovio u šumi.
He said, "Storm, go back to where you came from."
I rekao, "Oluja, vrati se odakle si
došao." Sun came out for three more days until I'm finished hunting.
Sunce izađe još za tri dana dok ja ne završim sa mojim lovom.
It was the same authority.
To je bila ista autoritet.
That was in him.
Koji je bio njemu.
Exercised through her.
Sada se izvodila kroz nju.
Through Brother Branham.
Brata Branham.
As a part of the bride of Jesus Christ.
Kao dio nevjeste Isusa Krista.
But Brother Branham was not the whole bride.
Ali brat Branham nije bio cijela nevjesta.
We just had an example.
Mi smo imali tu samo primjer.
We had another first fruits.
Imali smo opet prve plodove.
To show what the rest of the harvest would do.
Pokaže kakva će biti, znači, ostatak žetve.
And if Jesus was able to say, I and the Father are one.
I ako Isus bio u mogućnosti reći, ja i moj otac smo jedno.
And when he said that, the Pharisees took up stones to stone him.
I kad je on to rekao, farizeji su uzeli kamenje da ga kamenje.
He said, "Why are you stoning me?
Zbog čega mi vi kamenjate?
What miracle have I done?
Koje čudo sam ja napravio?
What good work have I done that you would stone me?
Koje dobro djelo sam napravio da me vi sad kamenjate?"
They said, "None of that."
Oni su rekli ništa od
but
toga.
You being a man,
ali ti koji si čovjek,
make yourself God.
Pravi sebe Bogom.
He wasn't making himself anything.
On nije pravio od sebe ništa.
He already was.
On je već to i bio.
He was just declaring what he already was.
On je samo izjavio ono što je on već bio.
And when the bride,
i kad nevjesta,
from her heart,
iz svog srca,
not just from the head but by revelation,
glavo, nego ne, glave, nego prema otkrivenju,
when we can say, I and my father are one,
kad mi kažemo ja i moj otac smo jedno,
I and my husband are one,
ja i moj muž smo jedno,
well, you will have trouble coming your way too.
Onda ćete i vi past u neprilike, nevolje.
John 8:46.
Ivan 8:46.
Jesus said, "Which of you convinceth me of sin?"
Isus kaže, koji od vas će mi dokazati grijeh?
Jesus wasn't talking about drinking or smoking or lying or lusting.
Isus nije tu govorio o pušenju, piću, laži ili požudi.
Brother Branham said there's one sin.
Brother Branham rekao, postoji samo jedan grijeh.
It's unbelief.
I to je nevjera.
Doubt.
Znači, sumnja.
And sins, plural,
i grijesi, znači,
come out of sin, singular.
Izlaze iz grijeha, znači jednina.
When God can kill the sin,
kad Bog može ubiti grijeh,
destroy the unbelief,
znači kad on unište nevjeru,
the sins will die right there.
Onda će i grijesi tamo umrijeti.
And he said, who of you can convince me of sin?
I on je rekao, ko od vas me može optužiti grijeha?
Amen. Have I not done exactly what the word said?
Pa zar nisam napravio točno ono što je riječ rekla?
Have I not done exactly what God said I would do?
Nisam li napravio točno ono što je Bog rekao?
Show me if there's any unbelief in my life.
Pokažite mi ako postoji neka nevjera u mom životu.
And we must come to the same place.
I sad mi moramo doći na isto mjesto.
This bride must come to the same place.
Ova nevjesta mora doći na isto mjesto.
Stand at his side.
Da stane uz njegovu stranu.
I mean to say what he said.
Da kaže ono što on
to
kaže.
To manifest the same life.
Da manifestira isti život.
John 13:3.
Ivan 13:3.
Jesus knowing that he was come from God and went to God.
Isus pak znajući da mu je otac sve pre i da je od Boga izašao i da k Bogu ide.
Jesus had no problem in believing where he came from.
Isus nije imao nikakvog problema razmišljao znati odakle je on došao i gdje
ide. He knew where he came from.
On je znao odakle je došao.
And he knew where he was going.
I on je znao kuda on ide.
And where he was going back to where he came from.
I kuda on ide, to je bilo u biti ono odakle je on i došao.
Hallelujah. He said in John 17:5.
U Ivanu 17:5 rekao je.
He's praying.
On moli sada.
He says, Father,
sada kaže, Oče,
glorify thou me,
prosim
thine own self,
mene kod sebe,
with the glory which I had with thee before the world was.
Slavom koju sam imao s tobom prije nego li je svijeta bilo.
His natural brain did not remember that.
Njegov prirodni um, mozak, to nije zapamtio.
But by revelation,
ali po otkrivenju,
he knew where he was,
on je znao gdje on bio.
He knew who he was,
on je znao ko je on
he
bio.
Knew where he came from,
on je znao odakle on
došao. He knew what he was like back then,
on je znao kakav je on bio tamo.
And he knew that that's what he was going back to.
I on je znao da je to točno ono o čemu se on vraća.
And he longed for it.
I on je žudio.
He was sick of this world.
On je njemu je dosadilo.
He was sick of time.
On je bio, on je dosadio,
sick
bio,
of pain,
on je bio,
sick of temptation,
dosta, znači, bola, dosta iskušenja.
And he longed to be restored to his original condition.
I on je žudio da bude opet restauriran u svoj originalni dio.
And we're down here.
I mi smo sad tu dolje.
And we feel the same way.
I mi se osjećamo na isti način.
We've had enough of pain.
Dosta nam je ovog bola.
Had enough of tired.
Dosta nam je biti, znači,
umoran. Enough of struggling.
Dosta nam je, znači, tih problema.
And battling and resisting sin.
I borbe i borbe protiv grijeha.
Fighting temptation.
I znači da boriti se sa iskušenjima.
Had enough of this life.
Imamo dovoljno ovog života.
Had enough of this world.
Dosta nam je ovoga svijeta.
We could say as Jesus said.
I mi možemo reći kao što Isus
rekao. Father, glorify me.
Oče, oslavi me.
Take me back.
Vrati me nazad.
Take me back to where I was.
Vrati me nazad odakle sam došao.
Take me back to what I was and how I was.
Što sam bio i ko sam bio.
In your mind before this all began.
U tvom umu prije nego što je sve ovo postalo.
From spirit.
Iz duha.
To male.
Do muška. Do ženske.
Amen. From Adam created in Genesis 1.
Iz Adama kreiranog u postupku.
To the flesh man.
Do tjelesnog čovjeka.
To the flesh woman.
Do tjelesne žene.
To the Logos in the beginning.
Logos u početku.
To Jesus of Nazareth.
Isus iz Nazareta.
But it doesn't stop there.
Ali ne zaustavlja se tamo.
To the bride of Jesus Christ.
Nevjeste Isusa Krista.
To Mr. and Mrs. Jesus Christ.
Do Gospoda i Gospođe Isusa Krista.
If Jesus came to the place,
ako je Isus došao na mjesto,
if he learned obedience through the things he suffered,
ako je on naučio poslušnosti kroz stvari koje on pretrpio,
if he came to that place,
ako je on došao do tog mjesta,
then this bride must come to the same place.
Onda ta nevjesta mora doći na isto mjesto.
Hallelujah. Speak the same thing.
I govori istu stvar.
To believe the same thing.
Da vjeruje istu stvar.
And then finally, to manifest the same thing.
Konačno da manifestira istu stvar.
If Jesus could say I came in my father's name,
ako Isus mogao reći ja dolazim u očevo ime,
father's name was Jesus,
očevo ime bilo je Isus,
his name was Jesus,
znači njegovo ime bilo
Jesus. Could say I come in my father's name,
ako Isus mogao reći ja dolazim u očevo ime,
then this bride can say I come in my husband's name,
onda ova nevjesta može reći ja dolazim u muževo ime.
If Jesus could say before Abraham was, I am.
Ako Isus mogao reći prije nego što je bio Abraham, ja jesam.
We were in him then, saints.
Mi smo bili tad u njemu, sveti.
You don't remember it.
Vi se tog ne sjećate.
We had a fall.
Mi smo pali.
And our mind got messed up.
I naš um se malo pomračio.
We got a bad case of amnesia.
Mi imamo jako težak slučaj amnezije.
Spiritual amnesia.
Duhovne amnezije.
Amen. But there's a cure for amnesia.
Ali postoji jedan lijek za amneziju.
If you can take that person back to familiar places.
Ako vi možete povesti tu osobu na neke poznate krajeve, mjesta.
Take them back to places that they used to know.
Mjesta koje su oni nekad znali.
Even though they've forgotten them.
Iako su ih oni zaboravili.
There's places in this word.
Postoje mjesta u ovoj riječi koje smo mi izgubili, ali kad mi čujemo riječ, kada su riječi izgovorene nad nama, ti kažeš, u tome je poznato, ja znam to, ja ne znam gdje sam ja to čuo prije, ali znam da je to istina. Što se događa?
God
vas vodi na poznata mjesta u riječi i slomi tu amneziju i dovodi vas na mjesto
when you can stand by his side,
gdje vi možete stati na njegovu, uz njegovu stranu.
He hasn't come to marry somebody way down there.
On nije došao da se oženi nekome dole nisko.
Brother Beckett always used to say this.
Brad Beckett često kaže ovo.
There's no true fellowship between superior and inferior.
Nema istinskog zajedništva nad nekom ko je nadređen i nekom ko je podređen.
That's not grounds for a marriage.
To nije osnova za brak.
That's not grounds for a church.
To nije osnova za crkvu.
That's not grounds for a relationship between Christ and the bride.
To nije osnova za odnos između Krista i nevjesta.
And now the woman is always the weaker vessel.
I sada žena uvijek slabije
osoba. The Bible tells us that.
Biblija nam to kaže.
The fall in the garden shows us that.
Pad u Edenu nam to pokazuje.
And we know it for a truth.
I mi to znamo da je to
istina. Christ was the strong one, he was the male.
Krist je bio jači, on je bio muški.
We are the bride, we are the weaker one.
Mi smo šipki, mi smo to šipko posuda.
But now the man must bring his wife up to his level.
Ali sada mora muški dovesti ženu na svoj nivo.
Minister his revelation to her and bring her up.
Znači da joj da svoje otkrivenje i da je uzdigne.
Pastor must bring his church up to his level.
Pastor mora podići svoju crkvu na svoj nivo.
Minister his revelation to her and bring her up.
Da joj služi sa svojim otkrivenjem i da je uzdigne.
Christ is bringing his bride up to his level.
Krist dovodi svoju nevjestu na njegov nivo.
Ministering his revelation to her,
kada govori svoje otkrivenje njoj,
and bringing us up,
i uzdiže nas gore.
Paul said in that day,
Paul je rekao u tom danu,
shall you know,
vi ćete znati,
even as you are known,
što ste bili znani.
Hallelujah!
Amen. In the same way that he knows you.
Na isti način kako on
you
zna
will
vas,
know yourself.
Vi ćete znati samoga
the same
sebe.
Way that he sees you.
Isti način na koji on
you
vas
will
vidi.
See yourself.
Vi ćete vidjeti samoga sebe.
The same revelation that he has of you.
Privenje koje on ima o vama.
Will be your revelation of yourself.
Bit će vaše vlastito otkrivenje o samome
in
sebi.
That day.
Na
and that day is this day.
Ovo je
hallelujah. Can we stand together?
Možemo li ustati zajedno?
Great eternal Father.
Dragi večni oče.
Father, how we love you.
Oče, kako te ljubimo.
How we appreciate
kako te mi cijenimo.
How we appreciate time in your presence.
Kako mi cijenimo vrijeme u tvojoj prisutnosti.
Lord, we have elders here and we have some young ones.
Bože, mi imamo neke starije, imamo i neke mlađe tu.
Each with a different capacity to receive.
Svaki sa različitom kapacitetom za primanje.
But I pray that according to each need,
ali ja molim da u skladu sa svakom potrebom
and the ability to understand,
i mogućnosti razumijevanja,
Father, you will give to us what we have need of.
Ti ćeš nam dati ono što nam je potrebno.
Lord, I don't believe this is just a random meeting today.
Gospode, ja ne mislim da je ovo tek jedan običan susret danas.
I believe that you saw this time before the foundation of the world.
Ja vjerujem da si ti vidio ovo vrijeme prije postanka svijeta.
That this is a divine appointment.
Da je ovo božansko postavljeno.
And that we will not walk out of the building the way that we walked in.
Nećemo izaći iz ove zgrade isti kakvi što smo
we
ušli.
Must walk higher.
Mi možemo, moramo hodati više i mi moramo hodati bliže tebi
like
i više slični tebi.
Bless the saints here today.
Blagoslovi svete danas tu
the baptism that's to come.
I krštenje koje dolazi.
Those that have driven many, many miles.
One koje su se doveli od daleka
and brother Jonathan and the home church here.
I brata Jonatana i njegovu domaću crkvu.
Father, continue to pour out your glory and your grace.
Oče, još dalje nastavi izljevati svoju slavu, tvoju milost.
May this be a place where the power of transformation can have effect upon your people.
Neka ovo bude mjesto gdje će sila preobraženja imati efekta na tvojim ljudima.
Even to those who are listening who are not in the building this afternoon.
Čak i za one koji samo slušaju i nisu danas nama u ovoj zgradi.
Be so close to us, be so present to us.
Budi nam tako blizu, budi nam tako prisutan.
Let this not just be theology.
Neka ovo ne bude samo teologija.
Or doctrine or just some teaching.
Ili doktrina ili neko učenje.
But may it be revelation.
Neka bude to otkrivenje.
For our soul.
Za našu dušu.
And may it continue to change our life.
I neka to još dalje mijenja naš život.
We commit this time to you.
Mi dajemo tebi to vrijeme.
And that which has been spoken.
I ono što je bilo izgovoreno.
Into your hands.
U tvoje
into
ruke.
Your care,
u tvoje brigu.
In the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Dragocjeno ime Isusa Krista, našeg Gospoda.
Amen.
Evo, neću puno dodavati, jer uistinu i ne možemo puno dodati ovome što je rečeno. Ono što je zaista divno da postoji put povratka natrag i da ovaj život i ovo vrijeme koje provodimo ovdje na zemlji u nesavršenim tijelima i nesavršenim uvjetima je samo prolazna faza za vjernike i da ono što je Bog na čelu, početku napravio, da postoji povratak natrag u taj početni Eden, u stanju u kojem svi mi težimo i sigurni smo da smo svakim danom sve bliže tome, to je naša vjera, da nije toga ne bi bili tu. Ne bi bili tu da samo pričamo o nečemu ili da se samo nadamo nečemu ili da budemo samo još jedna zajednica ili religija ili bilo što drugo. Uistinu smo uvjereni u ovo što je brat pričao, da je Bog odlučio sebe razdvojiti na sebe i crkvu, da bi u konačnosti u savršenim uvjetima, u savršenom svijetu, u Novom Edenu živjeli zajedno s njim i da taj svijet o kojem pričamo nije svijet gdje ćemo biti nekakvi oblaci ili nešto slično, nego gdje je to svijet gdje ćemo imati ova tijela samo bez prokletstva grijeha i da ćemo imati zajedništvo i sve ono što je Bog odredio za nas i o tome smo pričali. Hvala Bogu za to, hvala na tom ohrabrenju, hvala bratu na tome što je podijelio s nama, možda još prije nego što završimo i prije nego što se još malo družimo i onda budemo išli za krštenje i otpjevat ćemo još jednu pjesmu, pomolit se i time ćemo završiti današnju službu. rad sa službom, služba je završena, imat ćemo još malo zajedništva, podružit se, porazgovarat, a onda poslije bi išli na krštenje, možda za jedno sat vremena. Božji blagoslov svima.